This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The White House seems to have dropped its fight over the impeachment inquiry by the U.S. House of Representatives and is now publicly embracing the likelihood of a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump goaded Democrats in a tweet Thursday, saying, "If you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi directed Democratic leaders on Thursday to proceed with articles of impeachment against the president, declaring that Mr. Trump has abused the power of his office. A nationwide strike about planned pension reforms that has paralyzed most of France entered its second day Friday, concerned that the proposed pension overhaul would force millions of people to work longer or face less lucrative benefits, has prompted the strike, bringing much of the country to a halt. Tens of thousands of workers in France walked off the job Thursday as unions staged a nationwide strike against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to reform the country's pension system. The strike is a test of the political prowess of Macron, a former investment banker who won the presidency on the promise to transform France. And the Trump administration may be considering sending more troops to the Middle East. We get more from Jackie Quinn.
Military leaders have been saying for months that the U.S. needs to beef up its presence in the Middle East after a series of maritime attacks and bombings in Saudi Arabia blamed on Iran. A Defense Department undersecretary told senators troop strength in the region will change, and other officials say the options being considered would send another 5,000 to 7,000 troops to the Middle East. President Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Fox News Trump is open to deploying more troops.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters in Australia continuing to battle blazes raging across the New South Wales area. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner says images of smoke from the fires can be seen from space.
We are very mindful that these fires are putting up a huge amount of smoke. The smoke drift is going all the way across to New Zealand and being captured and reported on satellites as impacting communities that far away. So these fires are significant. The fire behaviour is extraordinary.
Six people have died so far in the fire season in Australia. More than 680 homes have been lost, according to media reports. Crews from New Zealand, Canada are helping to fight the fires, and a team from the United States will arrive on Saturday. Uber has released a report on sexual assaults during and after rides last year. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
In a long-awaited first-of-its-kind safety report from the company, Uber admits more than 3,000 sexual assaults occurred during Uber rides in the U.S. in 2018. Uber says 229 of the assaults were rapes. In making the announcement, Uber said confronting sexual violence requires honesty. Uber also said it's making policy improvements, including stronger background checks, and working to find a way to share the names of drivers who've been banned for the most serious safety incidents. The company says in 2018, Uber rides were involved in 58 traffic fatalities. I'm Mike Gracia.
A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists on Thursday at a convention in San Diego, California. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community. And what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Kenyan official says a six-story building collapsed in the capital, Nairobi, Friday, with some people feared to be trapped in the debris. The Nairobi police chief said at least 10 people have been rescued so far from the building. Building collapses are common in Nairobi, where housing is in high demand and the unscrupulous developers often bypass regulations. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.